This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. We are live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. Kyle May joins us on this Tuesday morning for a ride and run from SpinCity.co and FleetFeedDecaturIL.com. How are you, my friend?
All right. Welcome back.
Yes, it was only one day, but thank you. it wasn't quite a vacation. How are you doing? What'd you do over this weekend? 72-mile gravel race?
Yeah, there was the famous Il Kansa gravel race down in Kansas, Illinois, the thriving metropolis about an hour and 15 minutes southeast of here. And they had a decent little turnout for a socially distanced event like this. We all started the way they started us and everything was pretty good. And then it split up pretty quick. So, yeah, I went away with two guys from Springfield that are brothers that are really, really fast, and they dropped me. And then I got caught by the second group and then ended up fourth place. So it was interesting riding in 30-mile-an-hour winds, but it was a pretty cool event. And the gravel down there is really nice, and I'm still sore.
No, I would imagine so. I don't understand. I was watching – I don't know if – do you have Apple TV?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you watched the Ewan McGregor show?
I've seen – the clips for it.
Okay.
Travel around on motorcycles.
Yeah, you absolutely need to watch it. And at one point, they run into a guy who is a Paralympic athlete who's literally what they're doing on motorcycles, he was doing on a bike with one leg. One leg.
And like traveling across. Where are they traveling?
They go literally from the very tip of South America all the way up through 13 countries to end in Los Angeles in 100 days. It is spectacular.
Wow.
But this guy was literally on a bicycle with one leg, and they were struggling to get uphill on a motorcycle.
Well, I felt pretty good about my ride until you bring that up.
Yeah, so no whining about the 30-mile-an-hour wind. Well,
yeah.
Congratulations on the fourth place. I mean, you're almost on the podium, right?
Yeah, first loser.
All right. What about the Dirty Petersburg gravel ride coming up in November?
So, yeah, there are some other gravel events going on, and we do one over in Hand of Fate Brewery over in Petersburg called the Dirty Petersburg. And we have, like, it's a very casual 30 – well, it's supposed to be, but some people end up racing it. That's a 30, 40, and 50-mile ride, and the key is to the brewery opens at 1 o'clock, so you try to get there whenever it opens. So there's info on it on our Facebook page, on Spin City's Facebook page. So that's a pretty good event. And then in general, well, without the wind and maybe some nice pockets of weather here and there, the gravel riding and riding in general is really nice this time of year. So
good stuff. Cyclocross going on Wednesday nights, right?
Yeah. If we also are doing – sorry. My coffee's not kicked in. We also do our cyclocross series, our Sean Marlin Memorial Cyclocross Series, which is a little awkward because he moved back to town this year. So, and he's coming out and riding with us. So we do Wednesday night at 6 p.m. So we leave the shop at 6. We ride out to the old Scoville Golf Course, or you can meet us there at 6:15, and we do like 7 laps on a 1.5-mile course. And it's really nice out there and really pretty. Even just to go out and walk and take it in, it feels like a whole different part of the country than Decatur. So check it out sometime.
Absolutely. And you've got to also, before we get to the shop and the bikes, the training programs that are coming up, you got a Facebook Live meeting. Is that tonight?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing going on right now. We kind of went through a little lull, but our Heather and our training program manager, Carrie, put together – 3 4-week programs for November, December, and January. You can do them individually. You can do all three of them together and get a little price break. And tonight at 5:30, we are doing a Facebook Live event to go over some of the details and the timing and the times of day to meet and do the runs and stuff like that. And it's a time-based thing as opposed to distance-based. So it's a little bit more individual on what goals you want to do. So yeah, check that out tonight if you want to.
All right.
And then info's on our Fleet Feet Decatur IL on the training tab at the top. It has it all on there, too.
5:30 tonight. Okay. Now, those training programs are great, and you're going to do a virtual ugly sweater run November 27th through the 29th, and that's interesting because the ugly sweater business is now there are companies that are literally making ugly sweaters just for these ugly sweater events, which you got to love capitalism. But tell me about that.
Yeah, our virtual Sand Creek went so well. We did it like over the course of a weekend, but we encourage everybody to run the Sand Creek course. And so there were like little pockets of people meeting out there. So it was kind of felt like a real race. It was pretty cool. But it went so well, we're going to do a virtual ugly sweater run on November 27th through the 29th. And we're going to encourage people to do the dam route, the one that leaves from the store. We're going to have like selfie stations along the way and stuff too. It's $20 and you get a custom. I don't know if we're going to go all ugly sweater on the beanie. We're going to try to make it that you'll want to wear it. It'll be a nice custom BOCO beanie. And then you get a coupon for our Black Friday Small Business Saturday sale that weekend too.
All right, that's fantastic. And then on the product side, this, you know, for Christmas shopping, and I know people, crazy as it sounds, I think are ready for Christmas. I think Christmas is going to be like literally every day between now and December 25th, just because people are wanting to have something positive in their lives. You got the great fall and winter stuff. You got a new Hoka Challenger update for women coming in. Talk to me a little bit about the product.
We got a great assortment of New Balance winter clothing and craft winter clothing, and it's done really well. Got some of these reflective tights that have sold extremely well. We were missing some accessories, so we got some of the gloves that have the little finger, the mitten, the turning the mittens, and then there's individual fingers. So we got the convertible gloves, we got hats, the accessories and stuff too, now that it's starting to cool down here and there. The Women's Challenger, we got it in. It's a new update. We're sticking with the men's Speed Goat. It's sold really well, but some of the women like the Challenger, so we're going to focus on that. It should be here this week. I got a bill for them, so they should show up anytime. And then we're still open at Fleet Feet for appointments or walk-ins 11 to 5 through the week and 11 to 4 on Saturday. So, yeah, come on in sometime, and we do the foot scan, and we'll put you in the most appropriate shoe.
All right, one more thing for you to watch. Do you have? I asked you about Apple TV. Do you have Disney Plus?
No.
Okay. Well, then you can't watch it.
What? Which one?
The Nat Geo has The World According to Jeff Goldblum, which Nick turned me on. And there's a whole episode about bikes, and he goes out to Specialize, and the stuff that they do with him to show him about drag and aerodynamics.
Oh, yeah, they got a wind tunnel there.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing.
That's pretty cool.
See, I do all this just for research.
I don't consume a lot of content like that. Is
come on.
This has not been the best year to catch up on some of that stuff. I watched half of that one show you took the. A Netflix show that you told me to watch, and that's about all I got.
Okay. Well, listen, dude, you're going to have winter on you soon, and you're going to have to watch something.
Yeah, I'll be able to catch up.
All right. Have a great day. Kyle May from Fleet Feet Decatur, IL.com, SpinCity.co. Went out there last week. I got a gift card for my birthday and bought a new pair of Speed Goats, the low-cut trail shoe. Got a... pair of Gooder sunglasses. Well, I got the same ones I had. I wanted two pair of them.
The work ones? Is that the ones you got, like with the clear lenses?
Yeah. I just wanted to have a backup pair.
Yeah.
And they had those. And also picked up some other stuff. A few of the Boca masks. It's pretty amazing. Love their store.
Yeah, it's a great shop, especially now that it's all rearranged and configured into one footprint. It's
absolutely
awesome.
Mm-hmm. And you can make an appointment. They do walk-ins as well, but they encourage you to make it. I mean, it's so easy. You go to the website, and you can make an appointment in like 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And then they're expecting you. They're like, you know, hey.
Right.
Right there, ready to roll. It's good stuff.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.